Boom, ladies and gentlemen, and we are live. Episode, notice no quarantine bullshit anymore.
That's
episode
it.
Episode 53 of The Sound. We're back in a new studio, man. I'm Jared Seymour.
I'm Kevin Harris.
And we have Flying Raccoon Suit in the house tonight. Everybody wave to the camera. Yay! What's up, people? Man, it feels good to be not cooped up in our bedrooms here doing this stuff over the internet. We will be bringing some guests in from over the internet still, though, using the program that we've been doing. Who do we have lined up for later in the show tonight, Kevin?
So later on in the show, we've got the band Relent. Okay. They will be joining us around the 8 o'clock hour. And then 8:30, the band Silent Theory will be joining us. Going to be some good stuff. We're going to get a chance to chat with Relent, whose single, or their last single, did really well on the Christian rock charts. They're up for a few Christian rock awards in different areas and everything. So we'll be chatting with them. And then Silent Theory, we play their song Sticks and Stones. Now we've got their new song Shaking Cages. They're going to be joining us. So it's going to be some fun times tonight. And we get finally an acoustic back in the studio. That's what I'm most excited about. Sorry, guys, if you're watching and you're in Relent and Silent Theory.
Yeah.
Excited to see you guys tonight, but excited to have a band in the studio again.
That's right.
So, like we said,
man, we're back in the new studio here. We're broadcasting in the back of the Jam Room Music Center right here in D'Iberville. So any musicians out there, if you're looking for some new and used gear, come see Mike and come see Dustin down here. Gorn Flow Road in D'Iberville, they got you covered. We got a lot of people lined up tonight, like Kevin said, so we're going to jump right into the way we always open up the show, and that's the Grudge Match. So, yes. Kevin, tell them who we got.
So, the Grudge Match, of course, being brought to you by our good friends at Cheeky Monkey Cake Company on DeBees Road in Biloxi. They are in a hiatus this week because Mardi Gras is over with. The King Cakes are done.
That's right.
So, they took their break. They went to Disney for their break, which they do every year. But they'll be back ready to make your wedding cakes, your birthday cakes, whatever kind of cake or snack or chocolate covered
custom
strawberry.
Custom cakes,
or,
too. Custom
yes,
cakes. So they can do whatever.
So they'll take care of you. They're on DeBees Road, Cheeky Monkey Cake. Cakes.com band out of Orlando, Florida, called The Dev. Which we've played their song on the radio station called Queen of the Damned. They have a new one out called Shameless Life, and that is the video that we're going to kick off the Grudge Match. When we play video number two, we'll pop up the poll. You'll be able to vote for video number one, video number two, and then the winner moves on to the next episode as the champion, or if it's nothing known, they're retired, and they move into the Grudge Match Hall of Fame, which you can find that playlist on our YouTube channel. Very
simple.
Right.
That's right.
So let's roll into video number one. This is The Dev. It is Shameless Life. It's brand new from them. And it is the Grudge Match. And you're watching The Sound.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Dude, that was killer, man. That's The Dev, a female fronted band that you can hear on the Sound 228 radio app on Ladies Night, Wednesday nights from 8 to 9.
There we go.
Nailed it. People are lighting the comments up, man. Everybody's saying, hey, we appreciate that. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to hit that like button, hit the share button, let people know about it. It always helps us out with the show, and we appreciate it, man.
I saw one that said, nice studio. Well, just wait.
Yeah.
This is just the beginning.
We're still
trying to cosmetically make it look good.
That's right. So. That's right. Tonight was the technical, getting all the cameras and all the new equipment set up. But yeah, we're going to do a little bit more decorating in the future here. So let's not waste any more time. We got a super good, fun, packed show tonight. And we don't want to get like behind on schedule. So let's jump right into video number two.
So video number two is our champion. It's Nothing Known. It is another band out of Florida. The song is called Save Me. Going for its third win in a row and trying to go into the Grudge Match. But here it is. It is the Grudge Match. It's Nothing Known. It's Save Me. It's your champion. And you're watching The Sound.
Oh, that was very nice. Very nice video. Digging the song. What do you think, Kevin? What's the votes looking like?
So the votes are flowing in right now. Let me switch screens real quick. Right now, Nothing Known is in the lead. But we've got the whole show to cast your vote. And as normal, we'll forget. I'll drive home and I'll post it in Facebook of who won because
right.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
But
you said
so.
It.
I see some comments in there. Guys, if you if you've joined us from any of the other pages that we are affiliated with, but not quite. So if you're on my personal page and leaving comments, we can't see the names.
Yep.
You have to register or allow StreamYard to show your name. And you have to go through Facebook apps and all that kind of stuff. But I did see one in there that said, who are these guys again? And I'm hoping you're talking about Nothing Known. which is the band we just played. Yes. They're out of Florida. I believe it's Jacksonville that they're out of.
Okay.
If I'm wrong, I'm sure somebody's going to let me know here in just a few minutes.
That's right.
But in the studio, let me repeat that real quick. In the studio is Flying Raccoon Suit. Guys.
And gals.
Ladies. Yes. Lady, what is up?
How's it going?
Oh, we're stoked to have you guys. That was the plan. Yeah. Was this was always the goal, because I think we've chatted and said the 21st we should be in the studio. That's when we're going to have you.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, yeah, we're doing it or we're screwed, one or the other. So you guys just finished up a Kickstarter.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have you tell us about it. But your goal was how much?
7,000.
And you raised how much?
A little over 10,000.
Nice. Woo! So congratulations on that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I've seen some really cool stuff you guys have been posting, like the new shirts, the vinyl. Yeah. Tell me about the vinyl. It's orange colored, right?
Okay. So they were supposed to be orange and blue, and the blue is kind of like, I mean, it's there.
Yeah, blue. Yeah. There's a Halloween orange variant, and we did a Kickstarter exclusive like green and yellow splatter variant, which sold out really quick. We were happy with that. But
probably like the first week, I think we sold out of those.
Yeah, because vinyl is always a risk, which is why we know a lot of people are going that route, because it's sort of something tangible and aesthetic people can have. So we wanted to give it a shot, and we were super happy at the response to it. It's been awesome.
I don't care. Vinyl's back.
Yeah.
You see the success of some stores like Maynard's Music, Marley's Music, and doing the vinyl and the live auctions and stuff like that. Vinyl's back. My girlfriend for Valentine's, she's like, I said, send me your list. Everything on her list was a vinyl album. Nice. So I'm like, good okay, taste. Cool. And and I get vinyl stuff now, so I go back into some of the older stuff. Like, so some of the things I've requested is some of the stuff, like I like Motley Crue, the Dr. Feelgood album. I've got that on vinyl now.
Collectors,
man. The Def Leppard Hysteria album is now, I've got it on vinyl. So Poison, Look What the Cat Dragged. No, Open Up and Say All with the Tongue Coming Out.
That's awesome. That's super impressive, though, to blow through the goal like that. Doing all crowdsourced, all fundraised through the internet. That's got to feel good, right?
It was great. We sort of took advantage of last year to prep a bunch of content and really hammer all these social media outlets and, you know, network on Twitter and Instagram and all this different stuff, and have a bunch of videos and sort of quarantine videos just ready to go, so that we could sort of market it the right way, which is important. And yeah, we're happy the work paid off.
Yeah. Y'all are one of the bands that I see. Kevin and I try to preach that on the show as much as we can. You know, a lot of up and coming, you know, musicians, a lot of people forming bands. Hopefully they're watching this show. It's like, you have to stay active during this COVID bullshit, like create stuff at home, right? There's so much technology available now. Your cell phone is plenty good enough to film yourself practicing or create like the videos that I see y'all put out, and using every single platform, right? Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, everything, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And Facebook, I mean, I could talk about all the algorithm stuff for a long time, because I've like studied up on it, but
smart.
Yeah. The reach has gone down so
tremendously.
Much. And Twitter, we have, it's only like a year old, so our following is much smaller, but the backers and supporters we've seen come from Twitter, and Instagram versus Facebook is just like a much larger ratio.
So yes.
Much better.
And I caught myself when we had Jason Radford on the other night, we were talking about Twitter. I don't know if it was them or anyways, I said, if you're south of the Mason-Dixon line,
yeah,
Twitter is a tough social media to gain the followers and things like that. It just seems like Northeast is all over Twitter.
Oh, right. Yeah. But that's good for a band, right? Because now absolutely. You can reach the Northeast people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So. Yeah, we're really fortunate. Like, ska is sort of a niche, and all these, it's this family sort of community, and we've seen people bumping our music like in the Northeast and California and Florida. Our new album has a distro in the UK through a record store over there, and just all these people are getting the word out to their sort of following in those areas.
Yeah, really it blows my mind that people like know who we are, and they're not just, you know, people down the street.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that's the power of the internet and the technology that we have nowadays. So yeah. I was going to ask you, like, how have y'all been since we saw you last at the live stream that we did, and how you were utilizing your time, but we kind of already answered that. Yeah. So now where you're at with the campaign finishing up, exceeding the goal, talk to us about what's next, like moving forward for 2021.
So our biggest thing was to try to release this album in the right way without being to immediately tour on it. Because, you know, like for bands playing original music, touring is kind of the lifeblood. So we're happy that that's gone well. We're tentatively booked to play Fest 19 in Florida, which is a big alternative festival every year that got rescheduled from last October. That'll probably be the first time we've waited 15 months to play a show.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I don't think you're going to be alone in having had that happen. So
yeah.
Are y'all anxious to get back out there? I'm sure, right?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Especially with all this new material. I mean, we've got albums.
We want to play it.
That we've,
yeah.
we've only played a couple of them. One of them, one of the opportunities that we had was actually on your stream the last time. I don't think
that's right.
We really had an opportunity to play very many of the new songs. Mm-mm. Yeah, so, yeah, we're itching to get out there.
The song we're going to play tonight is probably going to be the first time, and it's like the title track, opening track of the new album too.
Sweet.
So it'll be the first time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I love wins. Yeah.
So I don't know of a better segue than that to probably just roll into the song. Yeah. Should we do that? Is that what we're going to do?
So we're going to do the acoustic right now, or we're going to do the video?
Let's play the video, and then that way they can get geared up while the video is
playing. All right, so we're going to play the video. Tell us a little bit about the video real quick. Which one are we playing again? I don't have a list in front of me.
Hive Mind, I believe, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So sort of like you guys were saying, like your phone's plenty good enough and utilize your time at home. Mm-hmm. This is completely shot from our homes on our cell phones with video editing that we learned in quarantine, like just us sort of having fun. And
Brandon put his life in danger a couple times.
It's all for the shot, you know.
You can see these guys doing some impressive stuff in the background. Like, it's worth some rewatches just to see like the stunts they got going on. He's hanging off a banister playing the trumpet, like,
yeah, very briefly. But Andrew is very modest. He is the one that learned the video editing stuff. He just said, hey, send in a bunch of clips of y'all playing your horns or singing or just walking down the street or some weird bug you saw on the sidewalk. anything and everything. Yeah. Send them to me.
I accidentally brought it to life. Yeah. Pretended to be Holla Back Girl in one.
Nice. We actually did a Dustin from Silent Trust did a video today, took the static that I had to preview the show and did a video behind it and kind of had something you were saying and then went into that. And the first scene was you walking down the street in the Holla Back Girl.
Oh, hell yeah.
And that's I did not realize it until someone commented it. I was like, oh no.
Yeah, somebody on YouTube brought it up. She's like, oh, I did do that.
There you go. All right, let's roll with it. Here is Flying Raccoon Suit, and check it out.
Here we go.
I don't know what we prepared for this, Tim.
Yeah.
Hopefully it didn't freeze us.
I don't know. Let's see.
Nope, we're there.
Are we back? Yeah. Okay, not quite sure what happened there.
But
yeah, we knew it. We knew there was going to be at least one technical difficulty, and hopefully that was the one.
There it was. Yes.
We will see. So anyway, that video was awesome, and kudos to y'all for coming up and being creative with that during the middle of this pandemic and doing it. So that was super cool.
Thank you.
All right, so we're going to roll right into the acoustic performance. Is that correct?
Yes.
And we're still live?
We are still live.
All right, okay.
Well, hold on. Let me make sure.
Yeah, no, I think we are.
Yeah, we're still live.
Yep. All right. So if you want to do any kind, did we already intro the song? What it's about? New, old, on the record? Intro? It's gonna be the.
So it's the first time it's gonna be heard.
Okay.
It's new for the album.
Okay.
That's as far as I got.
Yeah. This song is called Afterglow. It's actually the title track for the new album. So we like this song so much and thought it sort of encapsulated everything the band does, like punk, ska, indie stuff. So our new album's called Afterglow.
Yeah, it's depressing and then it's not. So
I like it. I like it.
Yeah. There we go.
All right. Cool. You guys ready?
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Sharpened teeth are sink beneath it. I've been stuck here before. Should I go or should I stay? I can't think straight anymore within this frame defined. Turn blue to gray in time. I'll just end up being silent, 'cause my words don't mean a thing. Why should I take all the blame when I'm just hanging by a string? Taking time to think it over while my heart is checking in. It's a game of keeping secrets.
that I'm never gonna win. Watch them rise and watch them fall. Colors returning, bright and burning. Turning points, one and all. Was a friend, but now I'm glad to see them go. Change of seasons, day to night, basking in the
Very nice.
Yes, boy, that felt good to have a live performance in a studio again. So
it's, and being back in the studio, first band, so
yep.
A little loud on our end, yep. Going out.
Sounded so great.
No. We will like to, what they like to say in post edit.
Yeah.
We will re-release it.
Yeah.
Cool.
No, but it was good.
It sounded great, man.
It was awesome.
Voice does not agree with me tonight.
No. You sounded fabulous. Yeah,
what you guys did last time after that. The fact was great.
Yes. Yeah. So we'll definitely do that. But everybody in the comments are lighting it up. They love it. They love the song. Let's see. Here we at, Kevin. Did you throw some of these comments up already?
I threw them all up. Okay. while you were over there tinkering with the.
Yes. So let's let everybody know where they can find y'all at, man, when they want to check y'all out.
So Spotify is our main place. We have two new singles out from the album. That one's not out yet, but the new album comes out March 19th.
What he said.
Yes. So March 19th is the date. So
yep,
that's exciting.
I love it.
It is.
I'm not gonna lie. He's been on that end of it. You guys have been on. I haven't been on it to me. The closest I ever got was when I was with CPR and we did like a homegrown CD.
Mm-hmm.
And when we finally got him in to be able to look at them and start handing them out and selling them and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
That's the closest I got.
Yeah.
All I did was pick.
It's like
songs.
Christmas morning.
Yeah, there's something really cool about
it really having
something tangible to give someone and say, hey, you can put this in your device player and
your device.
There's my
your
sound.
Device.
Your device player. Yes. Man, that was a good one.
Oh, I got one of those.
We were doing great until then. Sorry, guys.
Well, no, actually that works because it could be multiple things. It could be a vinyl, a download, it could be a CD, a tape, a device player was actually right, dude.
I'm going to hand out devices.
Hey, y'all remember Hit Clips? Those little like little thing.
See, that's a device player. Right.
Oh, I do remember that.
No, I'm just going to jump on anything.
I don't.
Agree.
Let's bring them back and make hit clips.
I don't know what that is.
You remember those suckers?
What is, yeah, she's going to have to fill me in on that. What
yeah,
is
we're
it?
Not sure okay. what those
okay,
are.
Here we go.
Because all I'm thinking is, man, that might be cool to put a sound logo on it if it's really cool
no,
and try
like
to bring it back.
Tiny things that like you put on your ear like in the early 2000s and they had like little like 20 second clips of songs or like
Britney okay I got you I got you
that yeah. does vaguely sound familiar.
I must have been like a those. Moment
he had them yeah. he had them. Backstreet Boys NSYNC yeah. Britney yeah. Spears he had them.
The Britney Spears yeah. one
man. Yeah.
Free Britney. Free Britney.
Oh,
Britney.
Damn.
Yes, yes. Hey, what's wrong with Britney?
100%.
Go look it up. It's a whole documentary.
There's a whole documentary on Free Britney.
Yeah.
And her controlling father.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So, it's terrible. Yeah, good stuff. Well, guys, thank you so much for stopping in and being our guinea pigs for tonight and breaking in the new studio.
Yeah.
It was fun and look forward to seeing a lot more of you guys, and especially when live music gets out, getting to see you guys play live.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for having me.
No, thank right. you.
Appreciate it.
Yep, thank y'all, man. Y'all have a great night.
So I get, normally, see, we forget that we were in a studio. So normally we're like, let's just play a video. They'll exit. We'll get ready for the next thing. We don't have a video to play.
We don't.
We do, but we don't, because the video that we're going to play is for the band that's coming up in a little bit later.
Okay.
So
I mean, we have another video.
Yeah, you do. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to talk, and we're going to go ahead and bring the guys from Relent in.
Okay, so where am I? Right here and here?
Yep.
Okay,
those two right there.
We'll do that, and then they.
So here's another technical difficulty that we're about to see if it works when we bring them in, if we can hear them and they can hear us.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right, let's try it.
I love excitement.
And y'all, yeah, they can slot out. Yeah. Just
y'all are good to go.
Good. Thanks, yeah. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
Absolutely. Let me mute these mics too, real quick, before we do that.
Yeah.
Yes, there we go. All right, so here we go, Kevin. You're seeing your screen, so let's try this out for the first time.
Here
all right, gentlemen,
go.
Let's bring y'all in.
All right, we're there, and we're there. Can you guys hear us?
Hello.
I can hear you.
All awesome. Right.
We might have got lucky. We'll see.
I'm going to try. I don't know. Is it Gaston? Or Gaston?
That's right.
Oh,
Gaston. Both of them.
Yeah. Okay, either way. And Bruce from the band Relent, home base out of San Antonio, Texas, correct?
That's right.
All right.
Oh, dude, I just left there.
Yeah.
Dude, I know what you're going there. Through. Yeah.
It's been crazy, man.
Oh, man, we went there on a vacation for 7 days and was literally locked in our Airbnb for 5 out of the 7 days because there was no power and no restaurants open, nowhere to go.
What side of town were you on?
I don't know. I was near HEB Plus, but that doesn't narrow it down. So I think the west side, I think.
Anyway. We're getting that there's some echo. So we need to check and make sure the echo canceling is on. So let's talk a little bit, guys. We can go a little bit further back, but I'm going to go just as far back right now as Last Days, which ended up being number one on our Dirty 30 a couple times on the Sound 228 radio app. That's where I first heard you guys. And if I remember right, it was, man, I'm going to tell you what, Abe and Joe Alfano and all of them, I think they were the first to kind of tell me about you guys and was able to check it out in Last Days. And then we roll into the new one, Think You Got It. So tell me, from what I understand, you guys made debut at South by Southwest. Was where you guys made your debut at?
I guess when we officially said that, okay, us as Relent, as the group that we are right now, the members that we have, it was at South by Southwest where we said to ourselves, like, if we're gonna do this, today's day one. So we debuted as Relent with the 5-piece that we are at South by Southwest, and it was unbelievable. It was great.
That's awesome. And I hope soon, because we were having a discussion about South by Southwest earlier today about one of the bands here was about to go play it when it got canceled last year. And hopefully, I doubt it'll be back for 2021, but hopefully 2022 South by Southwest goes up there.
Yeah,
but
for sure. So
going into Last Days, you guys were really successful with Last Days. You guys really kicked it. I want to say in gear on the Christian rock charts and things like that. Tell me how all of that developed as Last Days was starting to build that snowball, which Good reference.
Intended. Yeah.
Snowball and becoming that steamroll that it was. Tell us the buildup behind Last Days.
Well, to go back just a little bit, we released Heart Attack, which is our debut album. We actually released it on by ourselves independently. We pushed that for about, I want to say, 8-9 months until we got contact with Rockfest Records. We got signed to Rockfest Records the beginning of 2019. So we've only been signed just for a little bit. We re-released Heart Attack on Rockfest Records, which included the single Low. Now, Low was the catapult for everything that we're doing right now. Low got on Sirius Octane, everywhere, on all Christian markets, the secular markets, pretty much everywhere Low was being played. And because of that, we've kind of built a momentum with what we're doing. And then leading into Last Days, that was the second single, which is going to be on the next album that's coming out. So because of Low, we've been able to do so many things, and people have caught on to Relent. They know about the new single, which is Think You Got It, that just came out a few weeks ago. But Last Days is still going strong, still on the charts. I want to say we're number 4 right now on the Christian charts, which is amazing for, being our second release to still be top 5 on the charts. So it's been amazing, man.
No, absolutely. And Bruce, is the bass player always this quiet?
Yeah.
I don't want to interrupt.
Oh, you're good. So tell us, you're up for, I've noticed that you guys are up for in a couple different areas and different types of awards for different awards in the Christian music community. Tell us a little bit about those.
I'll kick it off here, but we recently just had some awesome nominations for the Grizzly Awards. So you're talking to two Grizzly Award nominees here. I was nominated for, was it Bassist of the Year? Or
yeah,
I think so. And then Gaston for Drummer of the Year. So that was really a blessing, really encouraging. Didn't make it, didn't win it, but nonetheless, the nomination was awesome. And then Gaston.
Does the feeling really, is it just really feel good to be nominated?
Hell yeah, it does.
I think it's super cool. I mean, like, of all the bands, it's like I was on a top list. That's pretty sweet. So, and guess what else were we nominated for?
We're nominated for Rock Song of the Year with Last Days. We did take home Fan Choice, which is awesome. That means that a lot of people are loving what we're doing right now. So that means a lot. But yeah, man, you know, the nominations are absolutely cool. Like we're up there with like the Lacey Stern. We're up there with Head's new project, Love and Death.
Yeah.
You know, so you know, bands like Red and Disciple, who have been in the Christian rock scene for the past 20 years. So we're up against some huge names, and us being the underdogs, still being nominated for stuff like that, just completely blows my mind.
Yeah, man. That brings up one question that I wanted to ask is like how, you know, incorporating your faith into your music, is that something that y'all always wanted to do? Was it a conscious decision or did it just kind of happen naturally during the writing process? Like, can you speak on that?
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing about Relent was to put our faith in the front. Us personally, we've gone through so much stuff in our lives. I used to sell drugs, all kinds of stuff. I used to be hooked on a lot of things. And we all have our different stories. But at the end of the day, the one thing that took us out from that murkiness that we were just swimming through our entire lives was Jesus. And a lot of people don't know that we're a Christian band when you first hear us, especially being on Octane. But when they do find out, it's either, they like it or they kind of like don't want to listen to us no more. But no matter the outcome, if they listen or not, we're still going to bring our faith. We're still going to talk about the truth. We're still going to bring Jesus in the front because that's the thing that changed our lives. And that's what we speak about.
Man.
And to, to give my story, like when I was young, I didn't deal drugs like Gaston. Nonetheless, my dad was pretty, about doing the right thing. But nonetheless, I was still broken home, went through a lot of stuff in my youth. And so it was actually Christian rock that kind of spoke to me when in my middle school into high school years. And so for me, I was like, this is what I want to do at a young age. Now, did I think I would actually go through, get there? I don't know, but this has just kind of been, since my youth, been seeking to do this. I've been in several other Christian bands, different genres, but definitely been on the road. And this is kind of like the ultimate, like, I'm trying to think of what superhero, that where everything comes together. Maybe Captain, it's the Infinity. Planet. I mean, Captain Planet. We got all the rings. It's like, with our powers combined. And so this has been the most, like, serious, mature, real, and then serious about Christianity, the band that I've been in, sharing the gospel, and we've seen a bunch of awesome life change and got to interact with a lot of cool people and really just share the message. So it's been great.
Man, that's awesome.
I was going to say, mad props to you guys for putting that foot forward and sticking with it.
Correct.
I know a lot of people that would put that foot forward and the minute they got some rejection, they would take a step back and just say, okay, well, maybe that wasn't the right thing, but to keep pushing forward and keep doing it the way you guys are doing it. Mad props to you guys. So congrats.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. And one of the second question that kind of came to mind when you were talking earlier, and you mentioned it again here a second ago about the Sirius Octane. So we have a lot of unsigned artists, new forming bands, people that haven't, potentially taken that next step to that next level. How did that come about for y'all? Is that something that you actively sought out, or did it kind of just naturally occur once you put the single out? Like, to walk us through that process.
Man, I'm still learning when it comes to like the big games like that with the big, huge stuff as far as radio and, bands that are on Octane. At the end of the day, what it came down to was just relationship. Like I hit up Jose Mangan. I hit up the other people that run Octane and just SiriusXM, and I just presented what we had, and I didn't think that they would hop on, but our team at Rockfest Records and our radio team, they really believed in us, and they did everything they could to get us out there, and Octane loved it. So we're hoping for the same with our current single, and we're hoping for the same for Last Days. So, and it's all about right timing, and Low, when it did come out, was the perfect timing for us, and so that's basically it.
Yeah, that's cool. Awesome.
Well, the new single is Think You Got It. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Go for it, Bruce.
so far, to my understanding, so Think You Got It really pushes back against it's kind of more introspective, so like when it comes to faith, it's like things are bad out there. Well, sometimes there's things bad on the inside, so to speak. And when we think of it, the church at large, I call it the visible church, what's perceived as Christianity. There's a lot of shysters and whack things going on, just to put it mildly. And so yeah, it's kind of a anthem speaking out against that. I mean, it's very clear, you think you got it, but you don't. And so there's the album artwork is vivid. It's amazing. It kind of communicates clearly what's said in the song. We, in our own lives, we've taken a stand theologically against, things that are misinterpreting and taking the message and going the wrong way with it. And so it's just a strong song towards that. And it's fun to play, we're jamming it today. So.
No, and it's a great song. And like I said, we were, as soon as you guys released it, we were on it, and it was the first time I ever teased with it, doing with something like that on the radio station side of things. We played that song every hour for 24 hours.
Yeah.
So at the top of every hour, that song was played.
Thank you.
The day it got released, and got some good response out of it.
Yep.
So thank you guys for releasing that.
Thank you for playing it, man. That means a lot.
Really, yeah. Good stuff. So if somebody, go ahead.
No. I was.
Just like you were going to go to the same place I was. So if somebody's looking to find Relent and all the social media outlets and all of that, where can they find you guys at?
You can go to our Facebook, which is Relent Band 7 or Relent 777. We also have a website, relentband.com. They can check everything out there. They have all the links for your Facebook, for your Instagram, Twitter, and videos that are up there, live stuff from previous shows. So they can hit us up there, Instagram. Just type in Relent and you'll find us. You also have a Relent fan page. Now, in that fan page, which is on Facebook, you get those that are in there. It's a closed group. You get the first sneak peeks of whatever we got playing, whatever new videos are out. So definitely hit that up, join, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. So,
all right. Well, I think that's everything I got. Is there anything you guys want to put out before we move on to what we have going on next? Or
No, those in the Texas area, though, even if you're not from Texas, we're playing a huge festival that we are headlining. It's called Sound for the Crown down in San Antonio. A lot of awesome bands are playing. There's also tickets for live stream. If you can't make it down to San Antonio, you can purchase a ticket. It's on our Facebook page. The link is on there. At checkout, if you put Relent, you get 10% off. So definitely join us with the live stream or come down to San Antonio and get down with us.
Yeah, yes. Go back to San Antonio.
Hey, I love what I saw in the city, man. And I love Texas.
No, like, I was in San Antonio October of 2019.
Yeah.
And I love that whole area. I lived in Austin for a year.
Yeah.
And just being in that whole area, that is such a great place to not only visit, but if you ever want to move somewhere and you want to be in a great area, San Antonio, man, has got it going on. I'm telling you that.
Yeah. I love the state of Texas.
Too, so. We got tacos. So,
gentlemen, we appreciate y'all taking time out of your day to jump on our show with us and hang out. We're digging the tunes, like Kevin mentioned a few times. We're spinning it on the radio app. So thanks for putting out killer music and joining us tonight.
I appreciate it, guys. Yes, thank you so much.
Send me the links to the fest and to how people, if they can't go, get to the live stream, and we'll make sure we share it out so people can purchase some tickets for that.
Awesome, bro. Appreciate that. Awesome.
All right. One last thing. When the world gets back to normal, we want you on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, too.
Hey, book us. We're there.
Please. Right.
We'll make it happen.
Good deal.
Let's do it.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. Peace.
All right. And so we're waiting on one more person to come in, which he hopefully will be coming in here pretty soon.
Okay.
I'm going to shoot a message to him. But what we can do is play their video.
Okay.
While we're waiting for them to hop in.
Sure.
So
lead with it.
The next band that we're going to be talking to as soon as they hop in is a band called Silent Theory. They've got a new single out called Shaking Cages. We're going to play it right now, give you a taste, and then hopefully when we come back, we will have Bob from Silent Theory on, and we'll chat with him. But here it is. It's Silent Theory, and you're watching The Sound.
Yep.
Who knows?
Not sure. Sorry. I was digging it, man. I don't know what happened there. That's the second time we had that happen. So we'll have to look into that, see what the deal is.
So that's our technical difficulty of the night.
Yeah.
And, two of them. Joe Franklin says, digging the vibe.
Yeah.
That we're giving off in the studio. Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about the band. Oh, you're talking about us.
Yeah, it feels good to be back in the studio. I can definitely say that. For
and Crystal says she loves Silent Theory. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
We have Silent Theory in StreamYards with us. We're going to go ahead and bring Bob in.
Let's do it, man.
Come on. Bob, how are you?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing great, man. Just didn't quite get to finish the video. It froze up on us, and that was our own fault, not anything else. But, man, Shaking Cages came out this past Friday, 2 days ago. Tell us a little bit about it, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's our new single. We're pretty excited about it. It's officially the kickoff to the, you know, the ramp up to releasing an album, hopefully this spring. I mean, all the recording is done. So now it's just in the hands of Jimmy Hill to do the mix and master and stuff like that up at Amplified Wax. But yeah, we are really excited about Shaking Cages. It's gotten pretty good reception so far. And, yeah, just excited to see where it goes.
That's awesome. So you guys are in a mix of how's it feel if you it's a 5-piece band and there's 3 of them that are brothers. Do you get to see the family quarrels all the time? Is it fun to watch if it happens?
You know, it's really not too bad typically, but I mean, we've definitely had our brotherly blow ups over the years. The nice thing about their family is, they're Italian and stuff. And so they're already loud spoken typically. And when they do argue, it's usually pretty aggressive, pretty brief. And then we go eat afterwards. So
that's the best.
Says it, and then we move on.
I hear you. So you guys are up in Idaho. Tell me a little bit about the music scene. Okay, so not currently what the music scene looks like. Yeah. In Idaho,
I think we know the answer to the current situation.
Pre-COVID and all of that. How is that music scene in Idaho?
Well, we're up in North Idaho, so we're about 70 miles south of Coeur d'Alene, Spokane area. And so that's really predominantly where our scene is up in that Spokane area. And it's typically pretty active. It's kind of in a weird spot now because there's been a few clubs that have always kind of been there that have, gone away, and a few of them that are changing hands. But, it's a pretty strong scene. Like, there's some really good bands in our area. Because it's not Seattle and it's not Boise and stuff like that, it does get overlooked a little bit sometimes. But, we make it down to Boise as much as we can. Pretty good friends with the radio station down there, and they've thrown us on a couple of really awesome shows. It's pretty good. It has a very underground feel, like the scene does.
That's a good feeling anyways. Come up from the underground. Feels good.
Yeah.
So you guys just recently signed with Paul Crosby Management. And of course, Paul Crosby, the drummer from Saliva. How'd you guys hook up with Paul?
It was one of those where somebody that we had done business with, or I guess it was Bull. So it was like just somebody like you guys. It was that we did interviews with, and just kind of became a friend of the band. Apparently he was talking with Paul because they had done an interview, and Paul was telling him how he was getting his management company started, and was asked like what bands he should be looking into. And for whatever reason, Scott dropped our name. And so then Paul reached out to us, and I kid you not, Mitch and I had probably a 15-minute conversation amongst us trying to decide if we were being catfished or not, because we're like, there's no way that Paul Crosby from Saliva is just going to message us. Like,
right?
Thankfully, it was the real thing.
Well, that's cool. And how long has Silent Theory been trucking along in the music scene?
Oh, boy. We've been operating under the name Silent Theory since 2010. Mitch, Scott, and I were in a band a little bit before that. And then when that kind of ran its course, then we started putting the pieces together that became Silent Theory. But it's been a long run.
What's the scene up there looking like as far as the projections going forward? Is some shows starting to happen again? And in and around where you're at, is some bars opening up and having people kind of, indoor stuff, or is it still completely locked down?
The Washington side of things are still pretty tightly locked down. There's definitely parts of Idaho where, COVID doesn't exist. So, some of them have been operating business as usual, but we're really looking forward to trying to get some stuff booked with venues that have outdoor spaces, because they seem to be the most viable option moving forward. I think we played one show last year, and it was an outdoor kind of festival. It was in Idaho.
That's been the theme that we've been kind of hearing from everyone. So,
cool. So if somebody was looking to find Silent Theory, where are they going to find them at as far as social medias?
So we're on all of the major platforms, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff. Admittedly, we're not very active on Twitter. None of us really got into it or fully understand it, to be quite honest. But
we were just talking about that on the last segment of the show, like kind of how Twitter is. So we understand.
So if they go to silenttheory.com, that's our website, obviously. From there, you can find our merch store, and then there's links to all of our socials and our YouTube channel and all that kind of stuff.
Nice, man. Nice. Well, what do we got? Anything left from here, or is we play led with the video that unfortunately glitched, but we were digging that, man. So, man, we hope for the continued success for you guys, and keep pumping out the tunes, man.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And thank you for taking a time out of your Sunday evening to spend a little time with us. We appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. All right. So go check them out. I just put their link to the Facebook page into the comments. So check them out, and definitely listen for them on the Sound 228 radio app, shameless plug, because we are playing that song as well as Sticks and Stones.
That's right. So, go buy some of their merch too, man.
Yes.
That helps bands out more than anything else. So go grab a shirt or whatever they got over there and help support them.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
All right, man. Have a good night.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. And speaking of merch, so we've got this great little thing. We're wearing them, hats.
Boom.
You can come to the Jam Room Music Center. There's still a few hats and some beanies left.
Yep.
We will have to do a new order of hats because we are out of some of the hats. But anything you're looking for, t-shirts, hoodies, hats, beanies, coffee mugs, the new cups that you can actually have customized are all available at freshbakedtees.com. You can go on there, click on band sites, shops. Yeah, sorry, client shops. Mm-hmm. And Sound 228, everything is there to order. Or you can go to our website at thesound228.com and hit shop, and all the stuff's right there. And it'll take you to the Fresh Baked Tea site if we don't have it on our website already.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like we said, that helps support the show. So we really appreciate it.
No, absolutely.
We'd love to see everybody when life gets back to normal, sporting them at a local music, whether that's here or in your hometown. If you have it, take a picture of it and tag us in it, and we'll reshare it to all of our stuff, man. We love seeing when people do that.
So let me see how well I can impress Jared here. Right. So if you're ever watching the show, all we need you to do is !notify.
That's right.
And it is going to let you know every time that we go live, so you can see that. But once again, it's !notify.
You got to drop that in the comments right now.
Put it in the comments.
That's what you didn't say.
Write down.
Okay, so. You have to put all that right in the comments. So.
Go ahead.
No,
you wouldn't let me finish.
I know.
So, and we've got some really cool shows coming up. We've been trying to get them out hot and heavy. We've teamed up with some good friends of ours at 434 Management. They're hooking us up with some good stuff. So we've got some few things coming up. March 7th is going to be a really unique show. So the band Post Profit is going to be joining us March 7th. You can definitely check out their new stuff that we're playing on the Sound 228 radio app. But not only that, our good friends Jordan and Matthew had Matt McDonald from the Coliseum on their show.
That's right.
They debuted and premiered the new lineup for the Country Crawfish Festival on the grounds at the Coliseum. And one of the acts that's playing that is Cole Jones. Cole Jones will be joining us March 7th. He'll be in the studio playing some acoustic stuff. I believe he's going to have his band with him here. So it may be a full band acoustic.
That'd be cool.
If not, it's just going to be, I told him, I said, if he wanted to bring drums and all that, we got the room to figure it out. We'll make it happen. So he will be joining us on March 7th as well. A lot of cool things happening now that we're back in the studio. So we're going to have in-studio guests every episode that we do. We'll continue to do like the little one-off episodes like I did the one with Hopeful.
Yeah.
The world premiere of their video for Eden. And then we had Jason Radford on while Jared was in the frozen tundra of San Antonio, Texas.
And without power.
Yes. So we took care of that as well. So a lot of things going on. So definitely make sure you join us. Make sure you stay notified. And another thing that you can do and to help stay notified is scrolling down at the bottom of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Is you can text the sound to 228-641-1648. You're going to talk to either myself or Jared when you make that text.
Yep.
So when you get something from the sound or from that number, it's either coming from myself or Jared. It's not a bot sending stuff out or anything like that. And then on a week from tonight,
February the 28th,
it is 228 day, ladies and gentlemen, and it's going to be, and you know, 228 is part of the whole thing here, the sound 228.
Right.
February 28th. It's going to be at the Juke Joint in Ocean Springs. It's an open jam session. We are inviting every band, every podcast, every
artist.
Musician, artist. We just want everybody to get together for a few hours. We'll have an open jam. You'll be able to play with some people that you probably wouldn't normally play with. You get to talk and chat and interact, network, whatever that is. It's going to be happening at the Juke Joint. What time are we starting that? At 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock?
I thought a little earlier. Even,
okay. Maybe like one earlier.
Yeah.
Okay, 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock sounds good. And like Kevin said, just hanging out. If you're an artist, if you know somebody who needs to know about it, tag them in the comments below right now. Tell them about it. We're not doing, it's going to be real loose that day. We're going to be playing the radio station on a PA system of some sort and hanging out and just kind of chatting and talking about music, man. I hope it's going to be a fun time. No cover charge.
Maybelline will be spinning as well in some between maybe some sets and stuff like that. I know he's wanting to come out and do that. And we don't shy away from anything artistic or musician.
Yeah, you want to come paint, musical. Do whatever.
We can come paint him.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was a good one, Kevin. Sorry about the two technical issues with the videos. We'll get that figured out. And as always, man, y'all keep writing, keep putting out good stuff.
Yeah.
So we can promote it. Cause that's what it's all about.
And then if you're not a musician, share,
comment. Yep.
Share.
All right. Y'all have a great night. Thanks for tuning in.
Peace.
We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for tuning into the episode. We really hope you enjoyed it. If you want to stay up to date on all the things we're doing here at The Sound, there's a couple ways you can do it. First and foremost is just follow us on all the social platforms at The Sound 228. We're on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok. If you like what you're seeing, give us a like, give us a share, drop us a comment. It always helps us out. If you want everything boiled down into one easy, free, convenient app, just jump on the App Store or on Google Play, search The Sound 228, and download our app. Right there, you can see all of our social stuff. You can listen to past podcast episodes. And most importantly, you can listen to our digital radio station. All the bands that we're finding, all the music that we're curating, you can listen to it right there on one convenient app. And last but not least, you can join our text community. Just text The Sound to 228-641-1648, and you can stay up to date on all early access information to any of the shows that we're doing, whether it be live or live streamed, right there in the app. Talk directly to myself or Kevin. Once again, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next one.